but fan is going mad with me, I can still be human and appreciate it, because I understand it. I've never come across a fan who I couldn't work with in some way. In England, you've got four different generations who are listening to the music now. And after 20 years in music, people aren't looking at me as an artist anymore. They will come up to me and appreciate me for what I've done, even if they don't like grime. I don't have to have a song in the charts to be the Godfather. Chapter 79, BBK. BBK got a lot going on. Can't go wrong. I'm not just looking at music anymore. I'm looking at anything that helps to extend who I am and what I do. Skepta explained it to me. There's money in music, but new avenues will open for you if you're in entertainment. I was naive, so I didn't get into fashion when I should have, for example. I was what society made me, so I was too ignorant to really appreciate it. I was busy being that black boy from the hood, trying to keep it real. I wasn't open-minded enough. The other day, I was minding my own business, then I see Skepta on Fashion Week. Tiny Temper and Rita Ora were doing it, and Skepta clocked it, so he met up with the people who helped him. I had a look at the figures and realized there's more to be made doing the magazines and the shows and the rah-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They take your image, spread it to new audiences, and you get paid for it. Rita and Tiny might not be my favorite musical people, but I respect that they knew that they were going to do entertainment. With Rita, they tried to Rihanna her. She's probably sitting there looking at what's to be made from this Vogue cover or that thing with Jay-Z and Rockefeller. And I used to look at that and think that meant they didn't love the music as much as I do. That they went left to do a quick fashion thing. But now I use my brain. I think, why are we smashing our heads off the wall when Tiny and Rita are not? There's money in different places. Skepta reminded me of something that I already knew. Because when I was 4 years old, I was at Fashion Week. My Uncle Ian used to take me every year. So Fashion Week wasn't anything new. But here's me years later standing up like I don't know what Fashion Week is. Fashion just goes around in circles. Let me tell you the truth. I might not be for real, but my brain knows when something is going to come back around. Wrangler jeans, Doc Martens, Levi's, Moschino, Iceberg, Versace. It's always going to come back around. And I knew it first. When I had Garms, Tiny Temper never. That's the joke. There's something special about that family. I think some parents instill it in their kids, and some don't. I look up to Skepta because of his free spirit. He's taken it to a different level without the engines that usually get you there. No major label, no manager, no someone who knows someone. You don't take the path he did without it being organic. The people actually have to like you, to connect with you. He's traveled a lot, done a lot of shows, worked hard. He went and did big shit, like he went in Central Park and just started spitting. And that's why I respect him. He had the hunger and the pain at the right time. But you can't big up Skepta and forget about JME. He's equally powerful. I don't think Skepta would be here without him. No one really sees just how much JME has to do with Skepta's success. Maybe because he's a younger brother. He's so content in his own skin. He doesn't worry about chart positions or needing the money or even the music industry as a whole. I remember buying the Guinness Book of Records and it had pay-as-you-go charting in there. There's a part of me that's always felt, even as a kid, that I wanted to be a star. But JME didn't care about positions and stars and all that bullshit. He knew that he was a man, different. Things don't gas him. He doesn't hear some R&B, then go blind tune with R&B melodies. He's very into what he does. He's got integrity. He's straightforward grime, and that's what I respect him for. Chapter 80, The King's English. I'm not allowed in America, and that's the one place I've always wanted to go back to. That's a pain. I'm working on it now, but it's taken years to fix. And you know the reason? Not for anything serious or stupid, but because I didn't pay tax. On my way out, they stopped me and said, "What have you been doing here?" So I said I was over for a couple of shows. Didn't like that. "Oh, so you've been doing shows here? Getting paid?" and who's paying the tax? I was like, I don't really know. So I must have had a flag up for that. And then the next time I went, they pulled me out and checked my police record. I had one charge for a £20 bag of weed. It was about to expire anyway, but they were like, drug offence, you're not going in. And I was like, really? And they were like, yeah, it's drugs. And I said, come on, it was a £20 bag of weed. And they were like, a £20 bag of weed is still drugs. And now, weed's legal over there. It hurts not being able to go to America. I was too gassed. I was too excited. I messed it up for myself. You know what I want to do if I get to go back? I want to eat food. I want to go to In-N-Out Burger. I want to be an 01 alien. You cannot even see me, tourist. Why would I want to go and say, oh, I'm Wiley. I'm here to take over. There's so much energy to absorb in America. Just walking around, going to shows, going to basketball games. You can learn so much just by going somewhere, finding people and gelling with them. I have a lot of people supporting me over there. When I get to go back, it's going to be mad. Canada was a taste of the vibe. I was so happy when I got through Toronto. I stayed there for 6 months. I don't think that an English MC or rapper can go to America and be bigger than someone who's already there. I think that's impossible. You can't go to a place that speaks one way, turn up with your accent and say, hey everybody, I'm taking over. Make sure you like me more than the ones you know already. Think about it. The American movie world is huge. They're used to hearing things that reflect their own voices. So if someone went over there who could really spit, the general public would prefer that they imitated and emulated an American accent. They'd be like, just do an Iggy Azalea. Just do a Slick Rick. And really, they've got a right to, because they invented hip-hop. Record labels try to get around this by shoving artists into people's brains, but it's not going to work. At the end of the day, they're not going to like something just because you told them to. I hear Americans talking about Drake's More Life and saying that they skip the UK parts. It's not because the UK artists are shit. I know they like Giggs and Skepta in some parts of America. They just can't hear what we're about. We all speak English, but we're so naive and dismissive towards people who speak a different kind of English. A Londoner, Cockney, straight or rude boy, can always hear another Londoner. So in America, they can understand each other better than they can someone from the outside. Drake can do what he does because American and Canadian English is so close. I couldn't even tell the difference at first. Each person is looking to hear someone who comes from the same place. I'm not going to worry about who doesn't rate my accent. I do my thing and spit my bars for people like me, who are open-minded. I like all kinds of English, Manc, Brummy, Irish, Scottish, everything. I can make myself understand someone no matter where they come from. I'm the only one on the scene who can stand up and say, I can hear you all. I appreciate you all. And when I get home, I'm going to sit there and practice all your accents. I was always moving between different voices, even on Treading on Thin Ice. I was talking like a geezer, talking like a rude boy, talking like a West Indian. Rech32 knows about this too, because he's grown up on American rap. He's not come from that garage MC tradition, 2-2 bars and all that. He's a proper rapper. If he had an American accent, he'd blow up over there like that. Other people aren't like that though. So someone from London will be stuck in their ways and not want to hear a Manchester accent in music. It tends to go that way. People from Manchester will be more open-minded to a London voice because they're like Kano and that. But if they get a whiff of rah, people from London don't like our accent, it will set them off right away. It puts them in a space thinking that no one likes what's coming out of up north. Up north accents are a bit American anyway. Their MCs are slightly like, what up, man? England's never been first in the entertainment world. An American song gets played on the radio 1,000 times and then everyone's walking along singing it. We're programmed to copy American culture. Even the Beatles did that. The difference between me, Dizzy, Skepta and all the other UK rappers is that we've admitted to ourselves that we speak this way and we don't want to program ourselves to change. We need to remember that English is not our language. Black people sometimes forget that we may walk around talking it, that we've been taught it, but that's not the language we were speaking hundreds of years back. So how can a black Brit tell a black American they're not speaking proper English? When black people reach out to each other, it's not going to happen if you talk in the straightest possible way. What we all have in common is that everyone hates Prince Charles's English. I'm the only artist in the world who wants to hear everybody's English. I must be the king, because I can hear every single one of you. Chapter 81. Reputation. Money, pressure, fame. It's awkward. They want me thinking backwards, but instead I'm looking forwards. Talk about life. These days, a lot is about how you present yourself. The press is the press. It's not going to change. It was there before me, with the Beatles and Dolly Parton, and it'll be here after I'm gone. At the beginning of my career, I used to get mad at all the misrepresentation and da-di-da-di-da. But then, I got to know some journalists properly, and I started to understand what their job was all about. It wasn't always that they set out to misrepresent me, but it was like they'd overwrite me. You meet me once a year to tell the same story, and you do it the way that the Evening Standard says you've got to. I can't change that game. The most frivolous media makes the most famous people. Bad media, good media, what's worse is not being talked about at all. You've just got to ride that wave. And the one woman who's done that perfectly and come out on top is Kim Kardashian. Everyone has sex, not everyone films it, but whatever. Whether it was the boy or someone else who was evil in that situation, it wasn't her fault that it got out. People came for her with their horrible bullshit, their frivolous ways. It's like she'd only ever be known for that one thing. But now people know her for the program, yes? Now her, her sisters, her mother, her brother, they've all got prestige. Lots of people are looking at what they're doing and wanting to copy it. I've heard women, even young girls say, I want to get this done. I might get that done. I want to have these injections. Just to look like her. Kim Kardashian's got the influence. Interlude. 6 in the morning. This ain't a fluke. This ain't a parody. I'd be in the Hall of Fame and art galleries. Visioned in my head before Amy did Valerie. Gradually you felt like you knew me and added me. I am not a present. Ain't nobody rapping me. Shoulders are here. Many women, they love tapping me. Chatting about how I come across unmannerly. Like I'm in a bike gang, Sons of Anarchy. Step onto the track, burn calories. Pecker got me on the higher salary. Heavier riddance, I got the clarity. Nobody pushed me. Nobody carried me. Search for comparisons. You're only gonna find similarity. I blaze weed, it controls my sanity. Without, I couldn't defy gravity. I'd be a floater, and you'd be mad at me. I'm from the hood, and I ain't new to tragedy. 6 in the blood clot morning, you follow me. I run base, I'm the base odyssey. Of course you're dodging me. For me to act like I never knew you, it would be odd of me. It would be cold of me. It's the older me. In effect, directly from the LON. East Side Set, got bangers, got manners. But no respect for goal hangers. Wiser the older I get. I said nobody's fucking with the shower man flow. I said nobody's fucking with the shower man, bro. You'd better know. Man can't handle these levels and I'm sorry, bro. You gotta go. Draw from the pain that I had and the brain that I had. From the days when the money was low. Mic sound crystal clear were like bows. Walked in the dance, in the wall you froze. My abilities are par, that's why I don't want to use it. It's Larry, start showing off with the music. Shows you why I live this, why I do this. Shows you if I'm complacent and abuse it. Got it installed in my skin, I was born to win. Maintain so I can't lose it. I don't know why you want to question my flow in the game. Every day, man, prove it. Popping. I got a vibe that's popping. Won't work, blood, if your vibe ain't popping. I spent so many hours on the radio. Ask anybody, can most of them locked in? Popping. I get it done. Get it popping. Been here for years and the style ain't stopping. Got a whole back catalogue of songs, but it's a new day. Got a vibe, what's popping? Don't get stuck. Roll with the times. You're there in the past. We've grown with the times. Who do you know from the new generation? No one, because you don't roll with the times. I don't get blocked, man. Roll with the lions. I'll never get lost, man. Go with the signs. When I was a kid, I was in Limehouse Blocks. Friday night, man, might go to the chimes. If you hear me sound whack, tell me. I'll get my bag to pack. I'll leave there and I'll never come back. I'm sure of myself. You're raw in the crew, but I'm raw by myself. I could tour by myself. If it's Shanks you're looking for, turn back now, bro. I'll bust a roundhouse kick like Shadow. Straighten your chest, hurling dub plates in your chest. That flows without breaks, I'm the best. And I think for myself, I was born on my own. I don't want a false friend in my zone. Tell a brother don't chat to man, it's alright. Stay on your side, don't want it with our side. Enough of them are too ropey. Can't cope with all the vultures. We don't want you here, you're like ulcers. We ain't vibing with you, cause you're fake, bro. When I speak, it's truth without hate, bro. Let me move on, step up the pace. I had to chill a bit when I got her wet in the face. Have you ever seen the devil when you step in the rave? Versace shades and Screwface step in your face. And say what? I'm too London, I've realised. At 22, I was getting texts from XL and EMI. Looking like a walking pound sign. Bait as you like, they saw my cold town side. Don't rub your wins in the face of the hood. That outcome's not going to be good. I know the real ones and the wannabe shugs. I had to take time so the quality's good. And now I'm back in the mix, back in the combo. Back with an umbrella, back with a poncho. If you got a good vibe, you can holler me. 6 in the blood clot morning, you follow me. Chapter 82, Creating. I've always had a laptop. I create off-road and on-road, online and offline. I can create everywhere. In a train up to Manchester, in a boat on a cruise. I put an idea down, and it's down. I might not finish it then and there, but I'll come back to it. I've always been like that. I treat it like work, 9 to 5. If you're on the ball, you should be in the studio 16 hours a day, then do a show or an interview. It doesn't stop. If I'm not stimulated, I can't move forward. I can't get to the next checkpoint. I've never been settled, you know? I've never been in one place for 15 years. Got my water bill down to £30 a month. Traveling is what I run on. I went to Jordan the other month. I loved the vibe. That got me to the next checkpoint, no question. London is a great place to work, don't get me wrong, but it's hard to live there. I've got 3 children. If I was working in London and trying to live there, I'd be eaten alive. I couldn't cope with the rat race. It leaves you no time for anything else. In terms of the music itself, my mind knows what it wants. I don't think about it too much. I know what I'm doing. It's a bit like a football player. He knows where the goal is. It's not just me. I need an engineer who knows how I work and what I'm trying to do. But otherwise, that's it. Maybe in the old days, I'd also need a little bit of weed. But recently, I stopped smoking weed and I kind of caught up with myself. When you're smoking weed, a part of you is way ahead and the rest of you is way back. If weed slows you down and stops you thinking so fast, then it could be a good thing. If thinking fast causes trouble. But if it slows you down too much, then you become a zombie. I realized, which is something I think I always knew, that my performance and my work and my approach are a lot better without weed. It was easy for me to stop because I hadn't started smoking when I was young. If I started at 14 in school, then it would have been impossible. Luckily, I started late and I've had a few breaks along the way. It's like any addiction. If we look at anything that we consume that alters our mindset, that makes us feel giddy or calms the pain, it's all basically the same. Everyone has a little vice, and that's fine. But it's a drug. I'm glad that I know how to kick it, because it had me. For 18 years, it had me. I shouldn't be moaning because I made good money, but when you're getting older, you realize that the job doesn't last forever. You can't keep it up forever. You've got to do what you can to stay on top. Chapter 83, Long Odds. Pick yourself up. Don't be lazy. Wake up. Make yourself move. Life is moving faster now. Pick yourself up. I know how good an MC I am. I know my abilities and I know other people's too. Making the Godfather album, I wanted to show people what the scene was looking like, because it's my scene. When I MC against someone, I know I've got a flex. The only 2 people in the game who can bring that out in me are Devlin and Dirty Goods. I know with them, it's going to be a dangerous day. They're not going to make it easy for me, and it's not always going to go my way. It's because they're from the streets. They know about flows. They know how to ride the rhythm. And if I can keep up with that, people will go, oh shit, Wiley knows how to ride the rhythm. With Kano or Getz, we can make a cool track. But they'll be emceeing with me. They're not trying to take my head off. But when you MC against Devlin or Dirty Goods, all they know how to do is take off your head. They're dangerous because I can honestly stand up and say that they're better than me. I know that they will kill the tune, that they'll be clever and smart, and someone who doesn't know them might hear something like Holy Grime and sit up and pay attention. Recently, me and Goods were working on a 5-track project, but when my engineer first heard it, he shook his head. Nah, man, there's something missing. In my head, I'm like, please don't say it. I know what's coming next. And he goes, he doesn't sound better than you. This record is a lie. And I knew straight away what he meant. If I'm standing in front of Dirty Goods, then we'd get what my engineer wants to hear. Venom. The danger. The malice. The drive to take someone's head off. It sounds weird for me and my engineer to bring someone back just so they can sound better than me. Maybe I should have just shut up. But the other way to look at it is that I chose to do this project because I respect Dirty Goods and I know what he can do. I want him to get to where he deserves to be because he doesn't have all the accolades that he deserves. I can't sit there on the tune where he doesn't sound as good as he is because that's just fake. That's why no one wants to work with this boy. Everybody is scared of Dirty Goods. The top MCs don't want to ring him up and get him on the tune because they know he'll blow them out of the water. That's the difference between a brand and an artist. I need everything to be as real as it possibly can be, even if I come off worse. My music definitely has a social conscience. It wants everyone who's in a bad situation to get out of it. I want people to see a light at the end of the tunnel. I grew up on a council estate where they told you that your life was only going to turn out that way too. I'm not just talking about the government, but just like humans. It felt like it was natural that if you grew up on North Peckham Estate, that you're going to be in prison by the time you were 21. The odds are against us, but that's what helps us to become who we are. Maybe if the odds were for us, we wouldn't even be here. It's like someone says you can't do something, so you go, okay then, I'm going to do it, just to prove myself to you. Grime is an underdog's art, because on any given day, someone new might be the king of grime. But as soon as everyone says it, there are 10 MCs looking to take that person down. So it's always about going against the odds. It's always about the competition, the battling. It's about staying current. I've never felt underrated, because I know myself. I know my level of MCing and I know what I'm capable of. Being an underdog doesn't mean you underrate yourself. You've got to realize that this game isn't easy. You've got to work and work and you've got to have some luck and you've got to have people helping you. I got my first deal because Dizzy Rascal was popping. I was selling vinyl, selling drugs. Dizzy brought me up, made it possible for me to get signed and then roll deep. Roll Deep was the first grime outfit to get a record deal. And before that, So Solid led the way. They were garage legends. They sold a million records. Same thing with Heartless. I've never stopped, but I kind of stepped off for a while. Grime hasn't always been popular. When Meridian Dan released German Whip, I saw it returning. He brought it back along with JME as well. Grime was becoming big again. People were starting to coax me back. I was speaking to Skepta, Stormzy. I just wasn't sure I could do it anymore. This was like 15 years after I started making music. This was something new. This is not Boy in the Corner. This isn't Treading on Thin Ice. This isn't Crazy Titch. This is a completely different era. I shouldn't be here. It's a 20-something year old's game with Skepta and JME and Stormzy at king level. But they encouraged me and helped me. And now here I am, however many years after I first started. I got where I am today because of Stormzy and Skepta, you know. Grime is a man's game as well. That has to change. I love any female who's got the drive to go in a game amongst men and beat them. Like DJ Wildchild from back in the day. That was my name as well, back when I DJed. But then she went on Cool FM and killed it. Afterwards, everyone was like, why did you steal her name? I tried to explain, well, no, in actual fact, it comes from Thundercats, Wily Cat, Wild Child. I don't know if she likes Thundercats, but that's where I got it from. It had to go. God bless her, though. She was sick. That's why she's so important to me. One woman killing it in the industry at that time, with all the men probably trying to get onto her. Grime's male-dominated, but that doesn't mean it's not open to females. Miss Brat, Lady Leisha, they've always been there. My whole career, I've come across girls who spit fire on the mic. But it does take extra work for them to come through and be respected. I've always wanted more women on the scene, because I've seen it in rap, like Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown and all that kind of thing. I've always wanted things to be equal. Now I've got daughters, I'm even more interested in seeing things level up. It's about time. Chapter 84, Big Belly. Maybe I could have been the Russell Simmons of the UK. I've never really made money from any artist. I always used to think that if I sign someone and take a percentage, when they learn what I've done, they're gonna hate me. And they're gonna go anyway. All the people I was working with were my friends. I didn't want to make money from my friends. You do that and one day you wake up and your friends are gone. They don't want you to be the big belly. But I suppose that was the proper businessman thing to do. I could have easily done the Mega Man thing, set myself up at the top of a hierarchy, and brought people through on the condition that I get a cut. But as the years unfolded, I saw Soul Solid Crew fall apart. You'd see tweets that someone wasn't happy with how they were being treated or the percentage of money that they got. And I just didn't want that. I didn't want to create bad feeling because I'd made people unequal. If I'd followed Mega Man's example, I'd be a millionaire by now. But I'm not the kind of person to say, I'm the boss, so I'm taking this and I'm taking that, because that's just not fair. I want to give everyone the same platform. Chapter 85, A Brief History of Humankind. I went to East London the other day, and I saw how much it's changed. It's more mixed, it's got more culture, more community. Lots of love, lots of family, lots of different kinds of people. That's what I like to see. When my daughters have a party, I want to look out and be able to see people from every race. It's multicultural for me, or I don't want to know. Multiculturalism, that's what I'm on. You see in Jerusalem, you have Christians, Muslims, Jews, bare kinds of people living together. And that's the kind of world I want my children to grow up into. I don't want my child to go into a world that's dictated on colour and classism and all the rest of it. There's a difference between knowing right and wrong and living by rules which are meant to keep people separated. If you've got your head screwed on, you will live like there aren't any rules. If you know right or wrong, then the rest is just writing. I don't have the energy to do that black and white thing. When I look at myself, I'm brown. I'm black, but I've been diluted somewhere down the line. I'm from Trinidad, so the Spanish have come down there and fucked about, and there's Indian as well. I know Wagwan in my head, and it's cool. But when I go to America and I speak in an English accent, the black people there hear a white Englishman. They don't look at me like a black man. What the fuck? I believe that black people are the most lost race. We're looking at each other and saying, you're not black. West Indians especially, in England, we're dying out or have been ravaged by drugs. A lot of shit has gone down. If we were to forget what happened to our people, then we would be naive. If I didn't know nothing about slavery, nothing about our history, then I would be a black white man. You get me? That's what they wanted me to be. When I went to school, they taught me about the Spanish Armada and the French and rah-rah, teaching me, a black boy, about invading countries like it was a good thing. So we need to know about our own history and what really happened. You need to look back in order to move forward. We need to be strong and we need to work together. No one's going to turn around one day and say, okay, all black people can have Africa back now. We need to be happy where we are. The world is going in the direction of dividing people, and I don't want to do that. I want people to know that we can be human. We can know right from wrong. We can be normal without any other gaff. When I say gaff, I mean the programming. Race, religion, all that. I mean, if organized religion isn't the one thing that has stopped us being human, then I don't know what has, bro. I know the Muslim culture. I know the Jewish culture. I know the Christian culture. They preach peace. They preach love. I want people to believe in what they believe in. But no, if you call it Jesus or God or Allah or whatever, you're talking about the same thing. It doesn't have to be this group of people over here or that group of people over there. On this earth, there are humans and there are people who want to control us and keep us apart. I want everyone to be equal. So if you look down on me or if you push me up too high, I'm not going to be smiling. I can't be happy with £10 if you've only got a fiver. Chapter 86, E3. E3, stand up. Bo E3. I'm a happy person. I don't do anything to make me smile. I don't need to do anything. Where I live now, I wake up and the sun's shining. I go to the bakery, I spend €1 on a pastry, €1 on a caramel macchiato, palm trees, fresh fruit and vegetables. There's no hassle. I can drive where I like, park where I like. Everyone's happy. No stress. It's hard not to smile. London is a great place to work, don't get me wrong. But it's not easy to live there. I've got 3 children now. If I was working in London and trying to live there, I'd be eaten alive. I couldn't cope with the rat race. It leaves you no time for anything else. I just couldn't do it. But Bo will always be home. In spite of everything that's happened there, I'll never completely disappear from where I'm from. I could still be there today if I wanted to be, but I wanted to be my own man, and I wanted to lift people up with me. I can go to any ghetto in London and show them love. I can stand up and rep for myself anywhere. But it's not just about me. It's about repping for my ends. I may have moved, but I'll never fully come off the road. Why would I? I'm happy there.
Chapter 87, Vocation. I remember my dad always told me life is like a game of chess, and you must think first before you move. Checkmate. Richard Sr. He was never going to be a businessman, I don't think. He never said to me, I want to be a lawyer, or I want to be a doctor, or even I want to do this, or I want to do that, really. He didn't express a serious interest in anything other than music. Music was something that occupied him from a very, very young age. I remember seeing a big poster for a Ludacris tour, Word of Mouth, I think, and it had his name on there. I remember walking into a pay-as-you-go birthday bash, and there was this massive crowd of Kylie on stage. People would say to me, your son's playing Victoria Park. Your son's doing this. Your son's doing that. I remember picking up the Guardian and seeing his name in there for the very first time. I kept those newspapers. It's more than a vocation, without question. It's his way of expressing himself. He's a storyteller. His songs describe what was happening to him at the time the song was written. If you listen to his lyrics, you can hear it. There are layers of meaning in there. It's not just go to the club, do this, do that. Each song speaks to a particular moment in his life, to what was preoccupying him. I listen to his lyrics today and I know exactly what he's talking about. Partly because I can understand the story he's trying to tell at surface level, but also because I can remember what was going on at the time. And he loved the art form. He loved putting it all together, the beats, the melody, the lyrics. It was always something he could see, something he could make work in a way that not a lot of people can. When he first started having a go on my equipment, I wasn't expecting much at all. I wasn't expecting him to be perfect. I just wanted to see him arrive at the end product, to get to the point where I could say, right, okay, well now it's making sense. It's a bit like working with musicians. Say you have a band with no bass player, but you've got a spare person sitting in the corner doing nothing. So let's get that person and keep it as simple as we need it to be. But let's get them to do something. Let's put that piece of the puzzle in to hear what can be made. And what can make it better? What's the end product? He got it immediately and he was going further. Right from the beginning, both in making music, but also in terms of bringing people in to make it better. He sees what can be made and he just does all that he can to make it. By any means. That's just how his mind works. He's held himself back in some ways. He always says, The only place I feel safe is in the studio making music. That's what I do. I don't want to be famous. I don't want to do everything else that comes with it. I just want to make music. And because of that, I think he has held himself back. But once he started, he couldn't stop. He's always thinking about music. He's always writing down ideas, lyrics. Every Christmas he says, just buy me a pad and a good pen. Pad and a good pen. That's all he used to say. Pad and a good pen.
Chapter 88. Sunday Roast. I'm a food man. I love eating. I love cooking. I just love food. If I was entertaining, I would cook cuisine from Asia and America. They're basically my favorite. Maybe Lebanese. Or I tried to find out where my guests came from and cook dishes from their background. I'll try anything. To be honest, if I had a dinner party, all the different foods would get me excited. I'd try and cook dishes from everywhere. Because I'm from the West Indies, my number one recipes are from there. So, stewed chicken, rice and peas, and cabbage, ackee and saltfish, dumplings. That's my culture. That's my comfort food. And in England, I appreciate a full roast dinner. But it has to be a good one. They're actually quite clever, the way it all comes together to suit your taste buds. Yorkshire pudding, my God. The best food brings you home.
Kylie, Part 4, Richard Sr. and Jenea Cowie. He's still a big kid, definitely.
He's a bit like that with money too. I remember the time when he was just spending money like crazy, calling me up like, right, we can do this. We can buy a house. We can do this. It was fun. Well, somebody that you love having so much money, it's like he's having so much fun.
He supported a lot of people.
The last time we were out in Cyprus, he said, I'm going to get your son something, a little motorbike. And I was like, that's a ridiculous idea. And he said, Jenea, I've always wanted one of those. It will still make me as happy now as it would when I was 10. I was like, all right then, buy it. Woke me up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Come with me down the road. So I was driving and we saw a little kid standing at the side of the road with a little motorbike and Kylie leaned out. Where did you buy the bike? His mother came out and he tried talking to her, but they were Greek. They couldn't understand a word we were saying. Eventually he made himself understood, pointing at the bike. And she was like, oh, straight. I remember all she could say in English was straight.
Yeah.
So we carried on down this straight road for miles. And then we saw the shop. He bought one for my son and we put it in the back of the car. He was so happy.
And the kids are very good at those bikes, man. Very, very good.
They've all got quads out there, yeah.
It's the thing, I guess, in Cyprus.
Yeah, his daughters have got quads, buggies. He bought his daughter a house. Actually, he bought them one each. Because their school's in the city, they spend the week there, and then they go out into the country or near the beach. They'll go stay there on weekends. They've got a good life. Chapter 89. Stamina. Jenea. Wiley's been around for a long time, and I think the main reason why is that he's good at reinventing himself. Not a lot of people are good at that. He's aware of what's relevant and able to recognise when he's not. But if he thinks he's a bit behind, in a week he'd be back. Give him a week and he would know how to recreate himself and he would have the music to back it up. He knows exactly what he's doing. That's what I mean by he's always been that person to be creating new ideas. In some ways, he feeds off that struggle. If I'm honest, I think the best work he's ever produced emerged from periods of feeling like he was out of date. It's not as easy when you're popping and you're popular. It's going to be the times when you're struggling and don't know what to do next. Then he'll sit down in a hot country and he'll say, all right, so I've done this, I've done that. And now, how can I come back with something different? How can I make people love me again? He's always creating. If he can, he'll be in the studio every day, all day. Even though he says he hasn't got a job, he's always working. He's in the studio producing from 9 to 5 every day at least. And if he's not in the studio, he's performing. He's meeting people, searching for new talent. He listens to music non-stop. That's partly why I think it's easier for him to create new material, because he knows exactly what's happening in music today. He knows who the new artists are. he's challenged and encouraged and forced to look again at what he's doing. Some people achieve a level of success and become comfortable. They stick to the winning formula. They stop being curious. He's never been comfortable. He's never been happy living in his own bubble in relation to his work. He needs to be interacting. He needs to be creating. And luckily, that's the easiest thing for him to do. For me, the dizzy period was so pivotal because they fed off each other. They were both so hungry. He's never worked so hard in his life. Dizzy spurred him on, gave him fresh energy.
Chapter 90, Winning. I tell her, Don, it ain't funny. That's why I practice so I stay on point like P-Money. P-Money. Stay on point, bruv, because you don't know what might be around the corner. Work hard and be the best you can be. You get me? You know the song P-Money? Well, I was working in a studio in Birmingham. I had to get out of London for a few days, so I'd rented this space, taking a couple of cars up, taking the man them, minding my own business and just flexing and that. And we're working on a few tracks, taking it easy, when P-Money walks in. I was like, yo, what are you doing here? And he was like, yeah, man, come up here to see someone, but man had a car crash. He was stuck. So he went in the booth and just murdered it. There's me in Birmingham, being cool, chilling with the man them. I wasn't going to be hyper. I was just making songs. Then he went in the booth and fucked it up. He was on things. I just thought, oh shit, don't drop your guard, bruv. I'm all about winning. I don't understand why you do something and not try your hardest. Not try and be the best. Here's the thing though. I'm probably the biggest diehard Spurs fan out of all my friends, but I can't go to matches no more. I can't even watch them on telly. Because I know the team now and I know what they do. It's too frustrating. And you know why? It's because I want them to win the league. And if they're not, then I don't want to know. The club's goal is just to finish in the top five. And it disappoints me. Why do you want to come top five? Why don't you want to win the league? It should say in the changing room, win the league. The owners don't care. Because all they need is that top five finish for business to flourish. The shirts of the star player will still sell. Tottenham are tight. They don't spend shit. And even when we did get money for Gareth Bale, we wasted it. I've got no more faith. I don't think we're going to win the league whilst I'm alive. Coming second, even finishing above Arsenal isn't good enough. Leicester won the league. And if we were going to do anything, it should have been that season. Because now Chelsea are awake. Arsenal are awake. Man City are awake. Everyone's awake. So even though we come second the season after, we've missed our chance. Obviously, I'm still Tottenham. I'm still diehard, but there's something wrong over there. The lack of ambition. The supporters want it more than the actual club. I mean, it's cool for Harry Kane to get a hat-trick. But where's that Premier League title? Chapter 91. Grindman. The current UK scene is very promising. There's a lot of new stars coming up. I remember when everyone was saying Grime was dead. People were wearing Grime's dead t-shirts. But all it did was flush out all the people who didn't care, the hangers-on, the fake friends, and strengthen those of us who remained. The future of Grime is bright. We're looking to the kids for the new thing. The future's in their hands. Obviously, a Grime MC's career is limited to some degree. The best MCs speak from pain, from when they were down and never had a fiver. That's where the best work comes from. So the more money you get, the more your music will change. And as you get older, you're not shouting anymore. You don't have the energy to jump around and clash. You sort of grow from a grime kid into a grime man. And a grime man shouldn't really be shouting. The grime man should keep working, earn his money, be happy, and just chill out. That's the way I feel anyway. I'm nearly 40. I've got no business shouting and staying up with 18-year-olds. I've still got the same message. And I've still got something that fuels me. But I'm not angry in the way that I was. You can't be angry for 20 years. It's a bit like football, man. You can't play at a certain pace forever. You have to come down a peg or two as you grow older. In England, I'm not the best MC, but I will stand up and say that I'm the wickedest grime MC and that I will battle anyone else who's out there. I don't need to say the names of the best MCs in England. If they're clever, they know already. I'm tired in terms of 18-year-olds don't want me to MC anymore. And I haven't got the energy. I don't want to get murked. I don't want them to say a bar after me. Know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that I want to boast that I can go on radio or go on stage with 30 men. That's not really what I'm trying to do. Now I'm older, it's harder for me. I just want you to spit your bar with your mates and sound better. I can't clash. Let me spit with people from my own time, or just let me spit on my own, man. I wouldn't put myself up against a new generation. Not because I'm scared, but because I'm nearly 40 years old. It's like saying to Jay-Z, would you battle Lil Uzi? It looks bad for an old man to battle kids. You've lost before you've even opened your mouth. The first thing people will say is, look at that old granddad up there. I can't be having that. It's not a competition thing. It sounds weird, innit? But it's like, I love them youths. I don't want to show myself up. I'd rather just be a fan of them instead. It's changed, and it's meant to have changed as well. Now I've got a little brother, and he can go in there. He's learning. He's laying down there, and soon it will be his day. I'm not that new kid on the block anymore. But I can still bring people together. I just want to see people flourish. Interlude. Freestyle. I'm a deep one. Deep son. Came from a deep slum. So cold after me, the heat's done. Yeah, and your flow's a cheap one. My flow's money. Your fans say my words like drink, dance, bubble. Call that a discreet one. Got so many bangers in my Mac when I flick through, fam. I'm dying to leak one. So many bangers, I'm dying to leak one. Mic wars, I'll never retreat one. You see one, you will never defeat one. When I come in a dance, anybody try and step on that stage and I'll press delete one. Delete two, delete three, and chief one. I'm far from done, let the beat run. Yeah, I'm all that, and then some. But let me know when the heat comes. Yeah, well, the heat's here, and heat I don't fear. I beat your whole clique, Nan says, oh dear. Their tunes don't last for the whole year. Next year, my new stuff's gonna go clear. That's why when it's going my way, everybody starts getting up out of their old chairs. I've got a London attitude, don't care. Don't hear, I'm ahead by so many years, since family. Crying out so many tears, no way I'm gonna be broke here. Got money for next year, next year, next year, next year, and the year after. Why there's a martyr, like Sean Carter or Dwayne Carter. But next year I'm gonna step up a gear and go harder. Cause you know me, I'm a master. I cause disaster, cause disaster. Anywhere on earth, find money like anywhere I search, plus anywhere I learnt the ropes. I own the rights to cop tunes, any stage, anywhere I murk. Anywhere I am alert, got vision, made my decision. What I wanna get schooled by a king with vision. You wanna know why I'm so clued up? I just tell them it's London living. It's London living. And I'm what London's giving, as an answer to urban. On a good day, Freddie might have Durban. And some man didn't really hear when me and Larry, long time bust up the version. Don't wanna hear if man's ears are burning. For all I care, keep burning. You don't wanna know about the figures I'm earning. I'm in the sky though, can't see vermin. I'm earning, you're learning. And heads keep turning. No, you ain't like me, I'm too determined. Ears burning still, ends burning still. Man better take a learning pill. Think back to the days when everybody started maths and English plus learning. Yo, that bash done. Me, I'm blacker than a black cap gun and a glass of white rum. Three black cars, choose one, it's a black one. Young black boy, too much money in a Nike shoebox. I am that one. Got a new shirt, it's a black one. Came from a black slum, black Stone Island coat. One away, yeah, that one. I've been buying garments since Manaman had an OB with black one. Got a new Versace jeans suit with the 09 Pradas, pair of black ones, choice of whips. You see me in a black one. Black boys drive black Bentleys with black leather seats. I'm that one. I'm the original black one. Role model, icon, black one. And if he ain't got dough, better stack some. Was a black boy, now I'm a black man. If I lost my life, now I couldn't say I didn't have one. Even though I'm on a mad one. I'm gonna never fail back, like say I never had one. I used to live life like nobody's picked me. Now I've got a bank card, black one. Black man ain't meant to have black cards. Bentleys, got them anyway. Big money deal next year, I'm gonna catch one. Black star made money, black stars today. But not once did he ever try and trap one. Please don't bother because my flow's proper. I've rolled round Manny, patrolled Footlocker. See, I'm a town hopper. Ex-brown shotter. The next showstopper. Taught Harry Potter. Invite everybody. I've never been a blocker. Youths wanna talk about that's my dance hall. This is the suite. This ain't no TikToker. I didn't stop cause I ain't no flopper. I'm colder. I don't give a damn if you're hotter. Your flow ain't proper and you're a chart topper. You ain't been higher. I'm a dough clocker. See you in the ranks where the dough gets better off. One tune, I see my dough get long. Still better than Clipper, better than Glocker. I'm buying on sight, you're a window shopper. You take me down, you are off your rocker. We're on a mission, when I speak, listen. Cause I don't want to see another crime sheet written. I've been slipping before, so if you hear what I'm saying, there's going to be less chance of you tripping. Make a new beat, 8 bars into the 16 bar. Make a sub bass kick in, whole crowd slipping. I learnt from stick kids. First ball boy running riot on the rhythm. In the chants I'm whizzing, champagne's fizzing. If I'm in a West End club, bring dizzing. Squash the qualm now, bro. I've got vision. The iPod's full. How can I not listen to your songs? We're Kylie and Dylan. Besides that, Dizzy and Wiley are driven by money. So it's hard to say if they'll listen to each other on TV, radio or rhythms. Snatch it, you're mad. I'll snatch it. Throw an in the R, I will catch it. Even if you lived with the title belt, it would vanish. As soon as you try to grab it, the gods won't have it. Your girlfriend's not satisfied by you, so she got a rabbit. When it comes to music, Wiley's a gannet, the most unusual star on the planet. And I'm nothing like Go-Go Gadget. Your old flow's had it, you can't manage. Going on like you're a lyrical savage, got more layers than a light green cabbage. I keep telling them, they keep asking, but I don't know Sally, don't know Janet. Don't chat to man about Wiley. You lick them gal, I live life, I don't plan it. You better know when I'm shopping, I ball out. First grime kid on this earth, I'm going all out. Enough of them lose the plot, they fall out. It's not my fault, I'm the one you can't rule out. I got your wife here on call out. But I don't go there, told her I don't care. When I'm on the strip, whips, I bring them all out. Bikes and chains, the lot, I bring them all out. Bring them all out, bring them all out. When I come on the scene, phones ringing all out. I've got another brother in the game who tried to stop my work. Cool, we ain't gonna fall out. See, I just want a number one so I can ball out more. Hear my name get called out more. More, gonna do an all-night tour. Won't be a ticket on sale, I'd sell out. I got lyrics that straight from the heart, and you've got lyrics that arise from a fart. But it's all good though, because you got that little boy flow. But I'm a big man in the charts. I've got a big car, not a go-kart. I've made it a decade, I'm gonna go far. Like, nah, this soundboy's still alive. You can't die from one, I've got 21 scars. Ain't gonna stop till I've got 21 cars. For the enemies, that's 21 pars. When I come around, you better ring the alarm. Got a 16 bar that's hotter than tar. You're a par. I'm like, nah. I won't have a bar from a little man star. Cause man a man know I'm badder when I roll on my own. When you can't roll on your own in the dark. Yes, who am I? I'm the best in England, North, South, East and West. You can ask anybody if I've got a big boy tune on the road, they will tell you yes. Yes, I've got a diamond bezel, champagne face, I climbed a few pegs. Next time you see me, I'll be on my R6. It's gunmetal grey and an 08 reg. Reg, so far from the edge, might see me on birds, might see me on hedge. In my lane, I'm so far ahead, it's unusual, but I talk to the dead. Yeah, talk to the dead, to the sound where you thought it was walking ahead. I've got one title, he's got the other one. Whole family smiling again, like them man are ready for the king. No way. I'm living in the city of sin, where you might trip up, but you gotta get up. Girls try to set up, but that's not a thing. I've got haters, raters plus alligators, plus newcomers that are gonna try ting. So I prepare myself, doc declares my health, put pen to paper, then I start writing about everyday life on an everyday hype. Like every day's mine and no day's yours. Watch the crowd sing along 08 tour. And out of the girls, yeah, no lays raw. But I want 5 mics, you get under 4. And I say a lot, but the kids say more. The work rate's high, but your one's poor. Who am I? I'm Will. Add 9 to a score. Add 9 to a score in my late 20s. Before I reach 30, I'm gonna be rich. So don't joke about my age if you're nearly 24. Cause 4 years go quite quick. See, the flow's quite sick. I gave them a bit, but that weren't enough, so I gave them more. 21st century holds me responsible for grandkids that are going on raw. You know why? I'm colder, alright? That's right. Wiley's older, alright? There's a few bad men that I know on the road. They know me. Why? I'm a soldier, alright? I'm colder, alright? Too cold for them, alright? Them man ain't cold. They're a spangs. They saw me on the ends, never said a word. Wanna try a ting with 22 friends. Ain't 22, but I've had 22 lengths. That feels strong. Ain't got no strength left. Forget bench press. I'm old school like a Webley Tempest. Had one way back. Just give me a beat and I'll spray that. When I spray bars, I'm colder, alright? It's the return of the Northwest stroller, alright? Alright? I've got family in Northwest. Spitters wanna talk till they've got no talk left. When I spray bars, I'm colder, alright? Catch me, KB, Rico and Gareth. Stopped up the shops, Black Bora, alright? I'm the black cloud, that's over, alright? No way. How you gonna try and remove me? There's no way you're going to jack what's due me. Too unruly, I'm colder, alright? Too R1 cause I am. He is the top male being. Now when I'm raving, I will bring things. Got a brand new door that's open. When I push the key in, certain soundboys see it. They're gonna be thinking, please bring me in. Yeah, well, family are family, and brethren are brethren. 140 BPM, I'm a G-in. Get out now, cause I'm back in Confidence Street, boy. Don't need backing. Take your crew down. There was too much chatting. Acting like that when I put the Mac in. People got me on tracking. Impossible. You can't track him. He's 2-8 now and Wiley ain't slacking. Step on the stage, the number one tracking. I told them mutes it's over. See the fire ain't burning no more. Got more stripes than a soldier. None of them ain't individuals. Who's that girl? Nah, I don't know her. I ain't even got a short memory. Slewed your boss since then, it was over. I'm colder. He ain't ready yet. I'm a high roller. Heard a tune called Soundboy sighting. Ain't ready yet. Where's my little bro? Subject's delicate. Sit down. I got a stripe that you will never get. Plus I'm an older and I'm ahead of them. Got vocal skills and swagger that them two are never gonna get. It's over. I'm colder. They ain't ready yet. The first track the locals had, I sent the other locals mad. Locals gotta pay local tax. Local street kids spit vocals bad. I got a leaf of dough that locals haven't. Nah, I don't roll with the local slags. If you ever hear stuff, don't be alarmed. I'm a rude boy. I brought the locals back. I make a tune. It's a local smash. Half a box. Let's make local cash. Some sell, some sell, some sell, and some sell local. But I do it. I didn't want to do it. Now they want to try and do it. But they can't make no cool tracks. Hate me or not, it's up to you, fam. But I'm one that all the locals back. I heard some man wanna take my style. Hear it, then recreate my style. Hear me on road, what's going on while? How you been? Ain't see you in a while. I said two for the price of one. Here I'm back, it's the hyper one. Too many parts try claiming a title. In this game, there can only be one. You wanna run up your gums like say you're the one? I said it just now, there can only be one. Which dad's gonna be proud of son? Dad, check my resume, look what I've done. I've got an MC family. Sons of sons, we'll be rolling 20s or 3s or 1s. Up to date, we are the greatest ones the country's ever had, I know it. Won't fail to show it. Garments, the latest ones. Got my own 108 Air Force, I'm a clear Force 1. I never fear force, see me at the airport. Travel exchanging fun. Esky boy in the building.
Chapter 92. Football and tennis. Wretch 3-2. We got new blood injected into the family tree with the likes of Stormzy, with the likes of Novelist, and the audience has grown too. We've always been playing football. It's just that one day we were playing football in the park and the next day we're playing in Wembley Stadium. We're doing the same thing but to 100,000 more people. I don't think anything super significant has changed with the music. It's still as raw as it was. It's still energy driven. People can still come along and have a jump around, have a sing-along. We used to be on the tent, not the main stage. The tent might not have been full at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, we're on the stage. We're closing the show. Headlining. We've seen it grow from spitting in the playground, to pirate radio, to nightclubs, to legal radio, then events like Eskimo Dance and Sidewinder, then to the charts, nationwide tours, O2 Arena, Brixton Academy. It can't go backwards from there. It can only grow. The ball's rolling. It can only pick up speed. Back then it was only Eskimo. No one was doing their own show, so everyone had to make their mark. I remember the Eskimo dance when Ghetto first came out of jail.